Today, we'd like to see the title, Christmas Sunday, Special Service. Today, contents come from the new book, Plainly Starting Through All the Counsel of God, Visual Someone, published on September 25th, 2013. Dr. Dinesh D'Souza, the author of the book of What's So Great About Christianity, as a guest speaker presented at Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa. Many people think that they know Jesus, but in fact, they don't know Him. First of all, we want to see topical study. Topical study means issue-oriented studies, verses in the Bible relevant to an issue are brought and studied with a deductive approach. This type of study is effective for us to clearly understand, but it bears the risk of causing perverted interpretation by pulling verses out of context. So, today the topic of studies should be carefully considered in the syntax and context of each relevant verse within the Bible. Contrast the inductive studies often, which we used, are interpreted in context and syntax with cross references within the scope of the entire Bible. This inductive approach is effective for us to faithfully study the Bible, but it is sometimes hard to understand it, possibly leading to boring Bible studies. Nevertheless, since the inductive studies are essential for us to live daily, support led lives just like Christ, most parts over the new book were covered with the inductive studies for this online word. Three questions we see infant and child Jesus. Number one, what is the relationship between the Lord Jesus Christ and Emmanuel? What is the relationship between the Lord Jesus Christ and Emmanuel? Number two, who visited the infant Jesus in the manger of Bethlehem? Who visited the young child Jesus in the house of Bethlehem? In addition, what are symbols of their three gifts? What are symbols of their three gifts? Question 3. What does the Christmas mean to us? What does the Christmas mean to us? Isaiah the prophet prophesied Jesus' birth about 700 years before Christmas. Christmas means Jesus' birthday. Chapter 7, verse 14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a son. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah prophesied Messiah's name Emmanuel, not Jesus. Also, often we saw in Christmas season Santa Claus. Santa Claus culture, originally developed from Germany, gives a gift to a good child in Christmas Eve. While infant Jesus culture developed from Spain, that is so. Santa Claus culture spread to Western Europe, while infant Jesus spread to Latin America. While I was a Buddhist in my childhood, I didn't like Christmas because I thought that Santa Claus put a gift in Christmas Eve when I slept. The Bible doesn't say this culture. So we'd like to see biblically what Christmas or Jesus' birthday means to us. First, question 1, the Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. The birth of Jesus Christ. Jesus means, English word, rooted from the Greek word, Jesus, but Yeshua, the Hebrew word. It means the Lord is salvation. Jesus means the Lord is salvation, which is Jesus' mission, Jesus' calling. When Jesus came unto earth, Jesus wanted to die for our sin and resurrection. And whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior, have salvation from eternal death. So that's Jesus' mission, or Jesus' calling on earth. That's Jesus' name. So here, Matthew chapter chapter 1, verse 25, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. So Jesus is a name. How about Christ? Christ, the Greek rooted word, but Messiah, the Hebrew word, rooted. It means anointed one. In Old Testament, the three office job is anointed. One is a king, second priest, third prophet. King, when Jesus came here, called the king of Israel. Priest, after Jesus resurrected, Jesus became high priest between God and man. The last prophet, so when Jesus ministered on earth, the people called Jesus prophet. Prophet meaning as a deliverer of God's word. So anointed one means Christ. The last one, the Lord, is curious, the Greek word, Adoni, the Hebrew word. And it means our master. So all Christians' life's master is the Lord. Lord meaning master, Jesus Christ. When his mother Mary was espoused or engaged, betrothed to Joseph, before they came together or before they married, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Basically, Holy Ghost conceived Virgin Mary, so Jesus to be born. So here, verse 23, Matthew quoted Isaiah prophecy. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth her a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. But the prophecy, the Jesus name Emmanuel, but when Jesus was born, his name is Jesus. So the first question, what's the relationship? So Emmanuel, God with us, that's a reality or outcome of Jesus coming on earth by birth through crucifixion and resurrection. Then Holy Spirit came upon all Christians on the Pentecost, right? Holy Spirit can dwell in us, all believers, all Christians. That's why Emmanuel is the outcome of Jesus' birth, the result of Jesus' birth, crucifixion, resurrection, Holy Spirit come. We are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Has an indwelling Holy Ghost, or Holy Ghost, who is God, that's why God is with us. So Emmanuel is the result of Jesus' birth. Jesus is, when Jesus was born, name is Jesus. Jesus is the mission, or God's calling on his earth ministry. That's question one. Question 2, and there were in the same country shepherds who visited, the question 2 is, who visited infant Jesus in the manger of Bethlehem? Here, they were in the same country, same meaning, you know, Bethlehem. Bethlehem is not a residence area, in a country area. The shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. So in the same country, shepherd. And the angel said unto them, verse 10, fear not, for behold, I bring you a good tidings of great joy. So Jesus is a source of great joy, or great joy's root is Jesus. The great joy which shall be to all people. So joy giver is Jesus. Verse 16, and they came, then they meaning shepherd country, country, Bethlehem country shepherd came with haste, without delay. When Jesus was born, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe, infant Jesus, baby lying in a manger. So question two, the country shepherd visited the babe or infant Jesus lying in a manger. There, who were there? This is Jesus' parents, Joseph and Mary were there. So we don't know how many shepherds, more than two shepherds. Then, child Jesus now, Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. Now when Jesus was born, in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king. So the joy born, then what happened? Behold, there came that time wise men from the east to Jerusalem. So from the east is Saudi Arabia or Iraq, so to Jerusalem. So they went to west-south, right? The westbound and south area, Jerusalem. So southbound of Jerusalem, the Bethlehem located there. So here, we don't know wise men, how many people, maybe two or three, just plural, or four, five, or six. Although we saw, the three wise men, but could be three wise men, maybe four, but the Bible doesn't specify how many people, just a plural. Then, so wise men didn't went to Bethlehem directly, but to Bethlehem. Is he that is a born king of the Jews? So saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star, superstar, the guiding star in the east, and are come to worship him. Then Matthew chapter 2, verse 10, when they saw the star, guiding star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Again, Jesus is great joy giver, or Jesus, great joy source. And when they will come into the house, here, house, not manger, which meaning Joseph found the house from manger. So wise men visit into the house. They saw young child, not babe, young child, already 1 year old. So just think over that. It took a time, from Saudi Arabia or Iraq by a camel. That time, by camel, usually by camel, coming to Jerusalem, then Bethlehem. It took a time. So child, maybe 1 year old or 2 years old, we don't know. But child with Mary, his mother, and fell down. So no Joseph. Joseph might have been working as a carpenter somewhere, but Mary only. Mary and fell down and worshipped him, Jesus. So question two, wise man, more than two wise men visiting to the house, to whom the young child, not infant Jesus or babe Jesus, then they presented unto him gifts, three of them, gold and frankincense and myrrh. So gold, the symbol of a heavenly kingdom, according to Revelation chapter 21, verse 18, description of a heavenly kingdom. The building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold. The city itself pure gold, like unto clear glass. So frankincense is a symbol of a prayer in light of Revelation chapter 5, verse 8. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and four and 20 elders fell down before the Lamb, or Jesus, having every one of them harpers and golden vials, vials meaning or bowls, full of odors coming from incense, which are the prayers of a saint. Prayers of a saint. So symbol of prayer. So we see, you know, Jesus prayed at Gethsemane Garden, you know, before crucifixion. Jesus, you know, prayed fervently. His sweat became, you know, bloody kind of thing. Also, heavenly kingdom. The Lord is king of heavenly kingdom. Heavenly kingdom, symbol, gold. Gold is heavenly kingdom's symbol. The last one, myrrh is a symbol of death. So. John chapter 19, verse 39, after Jesus' death on the crucifixion, and there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night and brought a mixture of myrrh to prevent it quickly rotten dead body. So myrrh and aloes perfume coming from pine tree. Aloes about 100 pound weight. So we see. So first three question answer. Answer one, Jesus is a name meaning the Lord is salvation. Christ means anointed one, and the Lord means our master. After the Lord Jesus Christ came on earth, was dead on the cross with bloodshed, and rose again third day, the Spirit of God dwells in us. That is God with us. Therefore, Emmanuel means God with us as the outcome of the Lord Jesus Christ coming on earth. That's question one. Question two answer, Bethlehem country shepherds visited the infant Jesus, the babe, lying in a manger, while the wise men visited the young child Jesus, not infant Jesus, in the house of Bethlehem, not manger, with three gifts. Gold is a symbol of a heavenly kingdom. Frankincense is a symbol of a prayer. And myrrh is a symbol of death for Jesus. Question three answer. The last question of Christmas meaning to us is an open question. In the view of the Bible, Christmas is Jesus' birthday. Jesus is the master of our life, the savior from eternal deaths, the root of exceeding joy, and Jesus is all for our life. Question four, why should we keep on our good habit to go to church every Sunday? Should, recommendation, suggestion. Question two, what is a biblical church? Question three, by the online Bible study in the spirit, what consequences can you see? Those are questions 4, 5, 6. Basically, we, you know, Christians often go to, you know, Sunday service, not in other day. Why? Question two, so if you are not, you know, able to mother church or home church, local church, then, you know, you may go to any other, you know, biblical local church, you know, on Sunday. Because the Lord is the head of all, you know, church on the earth, you know, so one Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord himself. So you can go to biblical church. So the question four is, what is a biblical church? Then if you're not able to even biblical local church on Sunday, So you can choose online, you know, Bible study. That is one, you know, option in Spirit. So what consequence can you see? What consequence online Bible study, you know, then? So first of all, we should keep on the good habit to go to church every Sunday in order that we hold a daily personal relationship with the Lord. We hold a daily personal relationship with the Lord because, number one, Sunday is the first day of God's creation. Sunday is the first day of God's creation. Genesis chapter 1, verse 5 said, "And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day." So Hebrew calendar, you know, all the time is sunset starting. So next day is sunset. That is one day. So evening and the morning is the first day. It is the day just before Monday when we begin to work. Therefore, during Sunday worship service to the Lord, we could refresh our heart dedicated to the Lord rather than to anything else in the world. So that's the reason one. Number two, Sunday is the resurrection day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 28, verse 1. In the end of the Sabbath Saturday, in the end of Saturday, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, as a Sunday, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre or the grave. So is Mary, many Marys, you know, to try to see the Jesus' grave. That is, Sunday is the resurrection day of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why, you know, we highly recommend to go to every Sunday service. Then, at the third reason, today, when first witness of Jesus' resurrection, worshiped was a Sunday. The first witness worshiped Jesus that day was a Sunday. Matthew chapter 28, verse 9, "And when they went to tell his disciples, behold," or "look, Jesus met them," the lot of Mary, "saying, all hail." And they came, a lot of Marys, Magdalene Mary or other Mary, came and held Jesus by the feet and worshiped him. So the day when first witness of his resurrection worshiped Jesus was a Sunday. The question, reason for the resurrection day is crucial to all Christians. The 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 17, "And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. You are yet in your sins." So very crucial. So resurrection day is Sunday. That's why we Sunday also the every week starting day refresh our heart to the Lord. Also the worshiping the resurrection Jesus, the first worship day is Sunday too. Then the fifth reason, Christ is the head of a church of all things on earth. So Christ, head of a church above all creatures on the earth. So church, Christ is, you know, overhead in all universe. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22, "And has put all things under his feet," Jesus' feet, "and gave him to be the head of all things to the church." To the head of all the things to the church. That's why Jesus is a head. So we should go to church at least every Sunday at any available service time over either a mother church or any other biblical church. So what's a biblical church? A biblical church is six requirements. The authentic Bible, Bible Loyola, virgin birth of Jesus Christ, faith, vicarious death of Jesus Christ for our sins. sufficient work of the Holy Spirit. So today, Holy Spirit's work. Body resurrection. So the all believer, body resurrected as in the heavenly kingdom. So all unbeliever, body resurrection into eternal death, body resurrection. Jesus Christ coming again to establish his kingdom on earth. So those are six elements, requirement of a biblical church. That reference is Apostles' Creed. Apostles' Creed. Regardless of denominations. Denominations, good point or bad point. Good point is a certain way, you know, to please God, you know, explain. Bad point is a competition, you know, flesh working coming out. That's no good. So regardless of denomination, Jesus is the head of all things, you know, to church. But Sunday is not mandatory, because in Colossians chapter 2, verse 16 and 17, let no man therefore judge you in meat or food or in drink or in respect on holiday or Sunday or Saturday or over the new moon or over the Sabbath days, which are shadow. Those things, shadow of things to come. So those, you know, Sundays are like to please God, to please the Lord. So we highly recommend to go to Sunday. So that's a shadow, not essence. But the body is of Christ. The essence is Christ himself. So nevertheless, if not able to go to Sunday, he may go to church at any other day. Any other day, maybe Wednesday or some other day, or by online Bible study in the spring. Here it can be convert. So when, you know, here is listen to God's word, he or she might be converted to a Christian. As well as we, the children of God, can do two of four basic activity church in Acts chapter 2, verse 42. At least two activities we can do. And they continued steadfastly in the apostle doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. That is the apostle doctrine, studying the Bible, and prayers, communication to the Lord. Through the online studies, we can do it. However, fellowship with each other, as well as with the Lord, fellowship with each other, and breaking bread or communion service can be done in touchable local areas. So online, so that touchable local area, which means their home, Bible study, or underground churches, sell people together. They can have a fellowship, you know, also communion service. Question for answer. We should care on our good habit to go to church every Sunday, because we should hold a daily personal relation with the Lord. Sunday is the first day of God's creation, the resurrection day of our Lord Jesus Christ, the day when first witness of his resurrection worshiped him. The resurrection day is essential to all Christians, and Christ is the head of a church of all things on earth. That's why we, you know, highly recommend you go to Sunday service. Question 2. If you're not able to model church, so highly recommend you go to any other biblical local church. A biblical church is churchy based upon the authentic Bible, virgin birth of Jesus Christ, vicarious death of Jesus Christ for our sins, sufficient work of the Holy Spirit by the resurrection, and Jesus Christ coming again to establish his kingdom on earth. Last answer, by the online Bible study in the spring, hearers can be converted, as well as with the children of God can do two of four basic activities of church, prayers and studying the Bible. But the other two, both fellowship with each other and communion service, can be done in touchable local areas. Calvary Chapel Anaheim Hill, here December 21st, 2012, 24,468 people were increased to the 1 year later, 2013, December 21st. Visitor numbers for online were is 1,529,042 people were for global crusade. Shows full gospels are spread. Full 66 gospels are about Jesus. And so Jesus is increasing. But nobody knows SNS workers for the online world ministry, and so we are decreasing. Proving John chapter 3, verse 30. He must increase, but I must decrease. All glory to the Lord. Amen. Nevertheless, to localize to touchable area, such as more than 12 people, finance is needed in reality. But we do not seek finance rather than first His kingdom and righteousness, because we believe that all necessity shall be added unto us in His time by our Lord. So prayer is needed without ceasing for His kingdom, for His direction. Okay, let's see each question answer we already saw that. So let's just sing song together, Amazing Grace. So today Bible study, we close.